God is love, we've all been told. Each and Planet. Hope you're having a great Saturday. This is show host Marcia McMahon. We have a wonderful guest today. Claudine Esther Klein, a.k.a. Queen Ladybug, is with us, and she's going to be sharing some of her sensational music and telling us more about the film that she's working on. And you were listening to two songs. One was the Peaceful Planet mix by Bob Murray, and that was sung by Chris Moores, and that is inspired from John Lennon from The Other Side. And then the next one you heard was Appreciated Angels, and that is also created by John on The Other Side through the mediumship of Robert Murray. And if you haven't heard the show before, we encourage you to go to his website and listen to the great music that he's producing through synthesizer at thestarsstillshine.com. And we are very glad and proud to welcome a new and emerging talent from Britain. We have Claudine Esther Klein here, artist and musical artist and filmmaker, and she goes by Ladybug. Welcome, Ladybug, to the show.
Hello, Marcia.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, your music is just really impressive, and I can't wait to view the video that you've been creating, too. Before we play your first tune, and I hope to play Here I Am very shortly, I wondered if you could give me a little bit more about your background. I can read your bio if you'd like, the shortened version of the bio. Would that be a good way to introduce you? And then we'll talk a little bit about your inspiration from The Other Side.
You can if you like, because there's so much to my life. I think it could go on a while, so.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I have a longer version here, too, that you posted on MySpace, but I'll read the shorter version. And then you can fill in all the details about how you came to create Here I Am. And the connection that we both share is that both of us feel that we're being inspired from The Other Side through our mediumship skills from John Lennon. And we're going to focus a lot of the show on being a tribute to John Lennon, his greatness, and what he's trying to accomplish through his various channels. And I also have, stay tuned, because I have a fantastic message from John that totally confirms that this meeting was meant to happen, and it was channeled in November of year. And John told me that I would be making connections to his other channels worldwide and that they would be appearing on my show, The Peaceful Planet. So anyway, here's a little bit about Queen Ladybug, also known as Claudine Esther Klein, and she is, first of all, her website is lovely, and she has a lot of her music posted at myspace.com/thequeenladybug. And here's what she said about herself. I was born in Crumpsall, a small village in Manchester, on a full moon in Leo, on Candlemas or Iambach and Groundhog Day. I first realized I was a healer and animal communicator when I was around 4. I started playing my first instrument at 8 and progressed on to playing many different instruments. I began to explore other dimensions at age 15. Welcome back, everyone, to The Peaceful Planet. We have been having extraordinary technical difficulties, and this is your show host, Marcia McMahon. We're back on the air. Thank you to Don for his patience. I don't know how many phone calls he made to me and I made to him, and we just weren't getting through, but folks, it is Mercury in retrograde, and although I'm not an astrologer, we've been having extraordinary difficulty, but we're so glad to be back up on the air. Claudine, are you there with us still?
I'm here. Hi,
oh,
Marcia.
Thank goodness. Well, I hope the call doesn't get dropped again, but I have no idea why that happened, but I will say this on my end. We're having freezing rain at the moment, and it could be something with the wires or the wind. We're having some extreme weather at the moment, so that could be feeding into it, but who knows? It seems to have been my line, but again, we're so glad to actually hear your two tunes, and we appreciate Don playing them for the audience, and I wondered if you could speak about, since we just heard Here I Am by Claudine Ladybug, I'd like everyone to, hear what you have to say about your inspiration for that song, and I think it's just an absolutely fantastic tune. You've just got so much musical talent.
That particular tune, you want to know about that particular tune?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote that just over a year ago, I think, maybe a year and a half. I lost my stepdad. It's a very interesting story. My stepdad came over from Crete to stay with me,
mm-hmm.
and he was only 55, so I knew that he'd been a heavy drinker and stuff, and anyway, I didn't really know that there was anything wrong with him, and he just happened to be with me, and I took him out for a drink, and he said he was going back to Crete, and we were sat listening to a live band, the last song we listened to together was, I don't even know the name of the song, it's a Beatles song, and the live band was singing, "Clouds to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you." And my stepfather was singing this to me, and we were laughing together. Now, just a matter of days after this, he was just about to tell me something in the kitchen, and he just died, really. He just passed over in front of me at that moment.
Oh, goodness. How dramatic.
It was very strange. A lot of strange things happened. I did a guilt releasing meditation with him the night before,
mm-hmm.
and I also played a song just before I went to bed, which was called "I'll See You Next Lifetime" by Erykah Badu.
Oh,
I had no idea. And then the next day, he only said a couple of words, and off he went. So it was quite amazing.
Mm.
But anyway, so about, this is like 2 years ago. Now I was, you know, you get used to it when you're spiritual and you understand, but it still hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't it?
But I carried on writing, and then I came up with this tune one day, and I didn't realise the significance of the "Here I Am." I just wrote the tune, and obviously I was picking up John Lennon's vibrations all the time. He's always pushing me to write music.
Uh-huh.
I started playing the guitar a few years back. I never played the guitar before. I picked it up, and every time I strummed a chord, people would say, "You sound like the Beatles. Why do you sound like the Beatles?" And I didn't realise. Anyway, it's a very long story, but
"Here
I Am" was definitely
resonance with John Lennon.
Yeah.
Here within my paradise, I can just hear him singing that somewhere in the great
music. Yeah, well, yeah, he was there. He's like pushing me.
So I want to ask you if you can go into how he first came to you in spirit, if you would mind sharing that with the audience.
Yeah, that was... Well, like I said, I think that he was doing this before I really noticed, but the biggest moment that I noticed specifically was again after a death. It's strange, isn't it? I think people die and they connect with him, and then they tell him, "Go and see Claudine, she's really talented." And I'm sure that's what's happening.
Well, you are really talented. You are.
Sure it's that. But I'm sure that my friends who die go and tell him, and then he comes round. So, my sister's husband actually took his own life. He committed suicide. And the night before the funeral, I was doing a mirror meditation. And I said, "Steve, you know, come now and explain what went on. Why did you want to take your own life?"
Uh-huh.
And it's another long story. And he came and he showed himself to me and he explained what happened.
And
then as I was still tuned in,
this
I saw my real father who died when I was born. I'd never seen him before. And he showed himself. And then John Lennon. And I said, "Oh, my God, that's John Lennon. What do you want with me?" It was really quite strange because I didn't feel, I'm too humble to believe that John Lennon would want to speak to me. So it was really, really flattered, really shocked. And it was sort of like, "What are you trying to tell me?"
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I've told you the rest, but it's a very long story. But it was quite amazing. And it was so clear as day.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
If I may share, that is absolutely the same thing that happened to me when I first heard from John, except that it wasn't through a mirror meditation. It was something, I was framing some artwork of Princess Di, who I'd been channeling for years, and John came through with his first message, and it was undistinguishable. I mean, it was totally distinguishable to be him and his vibration, you know. But I want to share a couple of messages and some material that totally confirms this work that you're doing with my work, and I have three messages, and they're a little bit long, but I'll try to just give you the excerpts to give you the idea. But John had told me back in November that I would be connecting with other channels of his around the world and featuring them on my show in the new year. So I find that when John makes a prediction, it always comes true. The guy is phenomenal. And he does stand for peace and love you know, even on that side now. So this is from about November in 06, and this is a reading of my message here, and it confirms you, Claudine. And I got another one where he mentions you by name, so I want to read this. I am saying hello to you. I've meant to do more with your work, and I seem to find time to do many other things. Sorry, dear. John speaking. Marcia, my dear. John here, coming in loud and clear. Hey, we understand you're a creative and busy person doing all you can to bring an awareness and ascension to all. We know how hard you work to do your show and your other channeling with the Ascended Masters and Archangels. Marcia, how are things on the other side these days? John, things are rather well and busy as usual. George and I are always in the studio, and another year has come and gone. We've scarcely noticed it. We are glad to see you making new connections for an agent. That is just what you need. We've been saying all along that a good agent will help get the word out and let the world know what we're doing with my music, with Murray on this side, as well as your lyrics. There are others of my channel throughout the world who also deserve a break, and many will be coming to your show in the new year, Marcia, my dear. As well, we want your work with Diana out there as it's very important as she continues her important work on this side with the children of AIDS. Marcia, yes, I well imagine, and I'm signing off but saying thanks again for the update, John. John, anytime we have a spare minute, my thoughts do drift in of you. You are a wonderful peace worker and light worker, and it's a great honor to work with you, my dear. Remember peace, remember love, with love from John. So, here's proof of his words. This was channeled, and I probably read it on one of my other programs some time ago, but, I find your story quite credible, and it was incredible the way you wrote to me one day in email and said that you had found the show and, you know, that you were doing some of the same stuff, Claudine.
Yeah, well, I've always been in denial, really, because I haven't got anybody around me, besides a few friends on the internet, who will actually believe or, you know, have any faith in anything like this. But I couldn't deny it any longer because it was too often.
Well, when you wrote the song,
it's popping up when I'm doing my music, and it's really obvious, and I feel him and the name Ladybug and the songs. The song, if you actually listen to Here I Am, I didn't realize when I wrote it, it's actually the cause of All You Need Is Love. But the transposed, and, you know, they just moved up two on the capo, which was quite amazing. And if you play it in a different rhythm, it actually does All You Need Is Love. So that was really the shocking when I found that out. And I was really, really pleased.
That is a phenomenal
really pleased.
The song is brilliant. I mean, I am not a musician, and my talent only lies with the lyrics. I have no musical ability, but I am honored to bring forth John and George's work on our show, you know. But I just think that your talent is just outstanding. Now, I have another message, and this one also goes back in time about 2 years ago, and John was talking about Appreciated Angels, and some of you may remember last year sometime there was a seance that was being filmed for a film kind of crew, and they were looking for people around the world that were channeling John Lennon or felt a connection, but they had their own psychics picked out. But this also relates to not only that, but it also relates to an article that just came out in the Chicago Tribune this week, and it was titled, The U.S. versus John Lennon Shows Nixon's Efforts to Quash a Beatle. And I'd like to quote this for a moment. The question remains, why did Nixon, who was nudged by Republican Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, come to view the ex-Beatle as a threat? And this staff reporter is Louis R. Carlazzo. So he's the one responsible for the article here. And he was saying that there was a twisted logic to it. 1972 was the first year teenagers could vote, and this added 11 million new voters to the pool. And the Nixon administration was very concerned that a man of Lennon's stature could sway these people away from voting Republicans. So, you know, John, I believe in this video, I've seen the video, and it's just coming out on DVD this week. It corroborates the idea that John was a target of the U.S. government, was under heavy surveillance while he lived in New York City. So, you know, here are his comments. through me about 2 years ago or so about something related to this, and I just want to tie it all together, and we'll get back to your music and probably play another song of yours. I know we played the two, but I want to highlight both of them. So this is John speaking here. He's saying, I was not a card-carrying communist, you know. I did attend one meeting one time, and I may have donated some money to some cause once. I guess that's where they got the notion. I was much further left than Diana was in life and stood for people like she did. All we're saying is give peace a chance. Seems to me my message still stirs the pot a bit, Marcia, my dear. Not all can have it their way, and that's just the beginning of the end of peace. When people go preaching lies and hate in the name of some cause, it's where I take off and leave them in their own musings. So he was talking about his political involvement in life, and it corroborates with this new documentary, what they're talking about. But I want to highlight also your work in your
documentary. You just really blow my mind a little bit there, because carry on, and I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted you to tell us about your film that you're creating and how that's inspired from John as well, because it sounds just really cute. So give us the title of the film and the projected date that it's going to be released. We're going to leave your web link up for our listening audience as well, so they can tune in. Yeah.
So the film is just a video that goes alongside, it goes along with the song, like a video to a song.
To the song Here
but
I Am?
It's like a short film, because there's a lot in it. It's condensed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that in the near future I will be able to make a full-length feature film out of it, because there's so much going into it.
Yeah.
But at the moment it's just going up for the song Here I Am.
And it's going to go with the song Here I Am, so I assume you'll probably title it something.
When we play the song Here I Am, the new version, which isn't finished yet because of struggling with all this mercury with the producers.
Oh, yeah.
The mercury
is just heavy right now. Oh, boy.
It will be a whole package. Well, Here I Am will be a song and a video, but it's not a video as in what you'd see on MTV with all the half-naked ladies. It's nothing like that. It's going to be a lot in there. I don't want to give too much away, you know a lot about it, but I just want to say on the political thing, I'm never into politics, I'm not interested. I would like to change the world, I'd like to rule the world, and if I did, it'd be such a nice place, but that's a different matter. But I don't really take any notice of politics, because I believe I'm giving it energy if I take notice. But anyway, we were filming today, and we were filming the children, two children, playing violins in the church, and
uh-huh.
It was really beautiful. Now, we had the little girl in a really nice outfit,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't decide what we wanted to put my little boy, who's playing the violin, in. And I bought all these outfits out, and he said, I want to wear that, Mum, and it's a green military pilot suit. And I said, you know, it looks quite good, you know. I said, it brings in a bit of a political feel to it. And it was just really strange, because that just happened today, and
mm-hmm.
that was filmed today, that bit of it.
And then really? And who was it that was in the green pilot suit? Your son?
Yeah. So we wanted them as angels, you see, but it just happened. You know, everything happens for a reason. So it's sort of brought a political feel into the film now as well, because
you've
dressed
in this film. It's just
USA pilot suit as well. It's going to be brilliant.
So the children
it'll be well
in
the wait.
Are actually dressed up as ex-Beatles as well, correct?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is we're allowing, because I believe so much that these people on the other side are still here and obviously, John is obviously working through me. We're helping me and working through me. It's so obvious that I can't deny it anymore.
Absolutely.
But I thought it's only fair that they be in the video. Now, I wouldn't be allowed to use footage of John in my video, not without a lot of messing about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having some children in the video, and I have opened myself up and said to people on the other side, who wants to be in the video? And it's amazing who's got the hands up. John wants to be in it about 5 times.
Naturally.
There's going to be a few children dressed as John.
Oh,
we've got one
going. And the fact that you're using your own, you know, indigo or crystal children, I suppose your children are crystals at this point, correct? And you're more of an indigo, correct?
Yeah.
I love the quote on your website, too, on the MySpace. It's not just hippies that want to change the world, because I was a hippie, of course, and I do have stronger political interests than you do, because the work I do with Princess Diana is quite political, but I don't get directly involved in the politics too much on my show, because I want the show to be uplifting, and I hate to polarize people, but, you know, on that account, John is still somewhat political, does make comments on anti-war things, and it's all within his personality. That's how he was on the earth.
I think he's rubbing off on me a bit now as well.
Yeah. And my feeling about that is that as a light worker, you're obligated to do what you can to clean up the mess, to clean up the politics, and to
I absolutely want to change the world, but I ignore the bad bits are going on, and I just presume that at some point I will be at the top sorting it all out, personally.
Yeah. Well, your talent is definitely up there, and you definitely deserve to be on the top, and it's an honor and a pleasure to bring you forth on the show. Now, I was thinking, let me see where we are on time. Yeah, we do have time. Could we possibly play Courage and then let the audience hear it again and then come back and talk about Courage and how the inspiration came from that? Because both of your songs that you're featuring are quite well done, and, you know, I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and then, you know, Don, are you there that we could play Courage? I'm not hearing him. Oh, boy. I hope we're still coming through on the show.
I would have done it live, you know. Next time, I'll be happy to do it live.
Oh, it is live. This isn't being recorded.
I'll be happy to play live next time. I will get my guitar ready, and I will play live.
Don, that
will do me.
We'll have you back another time. I'm not hearing Don. I hope we haven't lost his connection. Oh, boy, what a Mercury and what retrograde day we're having. Oh, God.
Think we can laugh.
Well, we did play it at the start of the show, and it is a fantastic song. Could you give us... you know, I just think the lyrics are brilliant and the arrangements are brilliant. You must have a backup band. Is that all you, or do you have others in the band that you want to mention?
Well, I just use who's available. I know a lot of musicians, and whoever will work with me at the time, I use them, but I actually write it all and play the guitar myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could possibly play all the instruments, I would, because it's pretty difficult, you know, trying to get people to help me. They all say they'll do it, but they don't quite understand where I'm coming from with, you know, with the vibration of the music, and I don't know. It's just I could do with a regular band. I have another girl that plays with me on the version of Courage that you have. She's actually playing one of the guitars, and her name is Julia, or Santarian, and she's actually doing backing on it as well, backing singing. And she's a lovely girl. So
well, you know, something I want to offer to you too, Claudine, Ladybug, is that our station plays unheard musicians, and we will roll through music. Basically, you can hear the 24/7 music on VBS, and I will talk to the producer and see what we can do to include your two tunes if you'd like them heard for free, to give you the free exposure.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I do want to get some much better produced stuff out, you know.
Yes, well, I understand.
What I'm working on now. So.
I'd like to put the word out then to our listening audience that if you are an agent or a producer and you heard the song this morning and you'd like to connect with Claudine, can you give us your email on air for us?
Yes, it's at Ladybug, L-A-D-Y-B-U-G, dot Danu, D-A-N-U,
D-A-N-U.
N for November, U, Danu, at MTL World, N for November, T for Tango, L for Lima, world.com.
Wonderful. And, you know, can they reach you through the website? Is there a way to email you through the
MySpace? Yes.
Okay, so let's put that out there too, www.myspace.com/thequeenladybug. So if you are
can
looking,
I just do that the right way around? It's www.myspace.com/thequeenladybug.
Okay, it's a forward.
Okay.
I was thinking that was
Thank you.
You're right. The other.
I'm very honored. I'm very flattered that you've invited me as well.
Oh, well, you know, I just think your work is great, and I'm also looking for an agent or producer to take the lyrics and the music that we're creating on the show to the next level, and we've been airing the music for over a year now, and the music is being created through the mediumship also of Bob Murray, so I'd like to put you also in touch with Bob Murray and let you look at his website, because he's a genius. He's just absolutely phenomenal, and he is channeling in various artists that are now residing on the other side. And according to John Lennon, they've created a new CD called Dead on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed Sullivan, whom you may or may not remember because you're not as old as I am, but Ed Sullivan, do you remember him?
No.
Okay. Ed Sullivan hosted a talent show here in the U.S., and he's the one that discovered the original Beatles in 63, I believe.
My.
They flew over here. And, of course, you had the Screaming Teenagers and everything else, but Ed Sullivan really made the Beatles who they were by bringing them to America. And he's producing, I'm getting goosebumps as I say this, he's producing so many fine, talented artists on the other side. And it's the intention of these artists who do go on to the spirit realm to continue their talent in music. And we have aired about 30 different songs by John Lennon and George Harrison as inspired, I should say, by them through the mediumship of Bob Murray. They're not, you know, creating this music directly.
Mm-hmm.
But the messages that are coming through that I have confirmed that this is from them. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the lyrics, I have written about 30 or so versions of these various songs that John would like me to also find a producer. So if there's anyone out there that is listening, that is an agent, producer, or somebody in the music biz, we encourage you to also send me an email at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. And Claudine, at some point it might be interesting for you and I to pair off, and I'll let you hear more of Bob's tunes and some of my lyrics, and perhaps you'd like to set them into your great rendition.
I think that's a really, really good idea.
Oh, your talent is marvelous.
I can feel excitement. It is so excited about the filming tomorrow, because tomorrow is when the children are actually dressing up
and
embodying John and everyone.
That'll be just great.
I can feel the excitement. It's because I was woken up two nights ago. I wasn't sure about women, you know, women who have gone, who to have on. So we've, we don't know enough women. So anyway, so we had a little girl, and she was going to be Marilyn Monroe, and we just thought, we'll have to be Marilyn Monroe. Who else can we have? Who people will recognize? So we bought this blonde wig. Anyway, I wasn't sure. It didn't feel right. And I was woken up two nights ago by Kurt Cobain. Well, I don't really know who he is. He's out of Nirvana. And apparently he wants to be part of the video as well. So John said it's okay. So we're going to have a little Kurt Cobain as well tomorrow.
Okay. I don't remember him either.
Amazing.
Well, wonderful. I can't wait to see it. And we're going to leave your link on the BBS show page for Peaceful Planet. I don't know if you were able to reach the show page or not. But
you
can certainly link that into your website and let people see the show page, but it will be up for the next week, so when people do press on Peaceful Planet on our link, it will bring up your video if it happens to post this week. And if not, I'll
it's not looking hopeful, but like I said, it will be worth
that
the wait.
That Mercury in retrograde is just doing an awful lot to communications and
we just have to
wait for right now.
And something else to do.
Oh, I see. But I can't wait to see your little indigos and crystal children dressed up as Lennon. And see the whole thing. I think it's quite creative, and it deserves to be. You know, that really deserves to be recreated possibly into a full-length movie, I think.
Yes, definitely. We've already decided, you know, thinking about that because it's gone so well, and the cameraman is loving it so much. He said, this should be a long film, you know, it's going to be a long film, so we're going to work on that.
Yeah. Now, I wondered if you had the lyrics to Courage, and if you would mind reading them, or the lyrics to Here I Am, because I think both sets of lyrics are particularly distinctively Lennon, and if you have them there with you and you don't...
Well, I've got them in my head, so I'll quite happily say them.
Yeah, okay, so give us one or the other.
Shall we do Courage?
Sure, let's do Courage.
Okay. I have the courage to let me succeed, to grab this adventure and have all the love I need. I'm in a state of grace, I'm complete as I am, and all that I wish for, alakazam, it is here. For I am queen of all that I've seen, and all that I make, let me make no mistake from here on. Forgive me a cynic, absolved I am mine, and all that eludes me was just not meant to be. I love what is, and all people like mine. We are connected in time, and space we are free, and we're exactly where we are meant to be. For warrior are we, and so mote it be. Shout out to my spleen with the healing of she, and she is the Mother Earth.
That is phenomenal. I mean, that is the lyrics are just so, so beautiful. And when I hear it put into musical format, it is so very fetching. It's a very catching tune, and it's beautifully played with your acoustic guitar in the background. Fantastic. Now, could you also read Here I Am, or say it?
Okay, yeah. Here I am, well, within my paradise. And there you are, right where I believe. And there's a choice to make or break or sabotage. Do I return to see what there could be? I'm not going to do the rest of it.
I'm sorry? Were you finished?
Do you want me to do the rest of it?
Yeah, well, please.
I need to carry on.
Yes. Yeah.
Years I talked. Well inside the borderlines, and fears I stalked as if I needed you. But here's a chance to take and give or sacrifice. Should I be the one to step to you? And we say, here I am, here I am, here I am. For it was wrong to say in love we're falling. True love tis be. A place to which we rise. And knowing how, we do accept our paradise. We live in love, without compromise. It's such a shame it felt like pain. Now I feel so warm again. When I look back, there's only rain. And I will see you learn again. But I'm not sorry. You got to know me. No, I'm not sorry. Because you got to know me. Here I am. Here I am, here I am.
That is so powerful, and I definitely hear Lennon.
So do I.
and I hear you as well. And
I hear John, the more I say it, though, and now I'm saying it to you, he's obviously really, really here with us both now.
Oh, well, he's...
Of the line that I said, then I realized, oh, my God, John did actually write that line. It was quite good. Really nice feeling.
It could only be John. Here I am.
It could only be John. It's really amazing.
It really sounds like him. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to check to see if John is available to play Here I Am. Don, are you with us that you could play Here I Am? Well... I'm not hearing from Don. Apparently, we're still in Mercury retrograde in terms of communication.
Oh. I could play it on the phone.
I know you could. I know. I wish you had your guitar right with us. Then we could do that, too. But it's hard to pick up the sound from any distance. You know, Now I'm hearing a little bit of reverb. Are you still with us, Claudine?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Well, I'm... still kind of waiting for Don to reconnect with us so that we can close out with more of the great music that you're creating. And
you needed me to reconnect?
Oh, yeah. It's great to hear your voice, Don, and we're hoping that you could play Here I Am, if you would, and we'll close out the show on that note.
Sure, okay.
All right. So we want to thank everyone for listening today. Thank you, Claudine. It was a pleasure to have Queen Ladybug, and I want to give her website out, and we're going to be hearing Here I Am. It's myspace.com/TheQueenLadybug. And you're invited to come back any number of times, and I look forward to hearing from you in email and continuing our correspondence. Everyone, check out her website this week. She's hoping to post her video called Here I Am. And she's working under the inspiration and influence of the great John Lennon. We thank you for joining us and for your patience today on the Peaceful Planet. And we apologize for the technical problems that we all had. We're so glad to have had you. God bless you, Queen Ladybug.
God bless you. Namaste.
All right. Yes, you too.
Thank
and we're going to close out now with our song. Please join us again next week. We're going to have another fantastic guest with us. Thank you again. Thank you.
paradise, and that you were right where I believed. And there's a choice to make or break or sabotage. Do I return to see what there could be? It's such a shame, it felt like pain. Now I feel so warm again. When I look back, there's only rain. I need to see you learn again. And I'm not sorry. You got to know me. No, I'm not sorry. Hey, hey, you got to know me. I talked well inside the borderline, and fizz, I thought as if I needed you. And here's a chance to take and give or sacrifice. Should I be the one to step to you? Such a shame, it felt like pain. Cause now I feel so warm again. When I look back, there's only rain. I know I'll see you learn again. And I'm not sorry. You got to know me. No, I'm not sorry. Hey, hey, you got to know me. Accept